Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the fifth Sunday of Lent, 2026. When I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people, I will put my spirit in you that you may live. That's from Ezekiel chapter 37. This is how the prophet Ezekiel quoted God 600 years before Jesus lived with us. And here's what St. Paul said a few years after Jesus lived with us. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. That's from Romans chapter 8. This is the sentiment of a free man writing to the Romans a few years before he would write the following to the Philippians from a jail cell. If I go on living in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I shall choose. I long to depart this life and be with the Christ, for that is far better. Yet that I remain in the flesh is more necessary for your benefit. That's Philippians chapter 1, verse 22 to 24. Once imprisoned, didn't Paul continue to feel the freedom of God's eternal Spirit dwelling in him? Here's what Jesus has to say about that in this Sunday's Gospel reading, as told to Martha after she fretted about her brother Lazarus's untimely death. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. That's from John chapter 11. Jesus then proceeded to resurrect Lazarus from the grave so that the risen Lazarus could do the fruitful labor of spreading the truth of Jesus' mastery over death, as presumably so would Jairus' little girl and a widow's young son, both of whose resurrections, thanks to Jesus, are reported in Luke's Gospel, Luke chapter 7 and Luke chapter 8. All three of these people rose from the dead before Jesus would do the same. The difference? They died again. But like Paul, they had fruitful labor to accomplish for the sake of all souls living with them in this prison of a world. Jesus was with all three before the resurrections. But after they died again, at various times after Jesus' resurrection, they and we were saved by the assurance of being one with Christ after his ascension above this world's captivity. Through the Father, with his Son, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is God's forever and ever. Ezekiel, St. Paul, and Jesus were united in revealing the life we will always share with them. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.